Chalk. Hey, hey, yow. Chalk. Hey, hey, yow. Hey, hey, yow. Hey, hey, yow. Wasa ia teeth stuckat you, hon. Anai tlaich you, hon. Gook. Chalk. Hey, hey, yow. Chalk is an interesting word. It means a long time ago in Tlingit. Maybe it means time immemorial. I love it when it's used to start Tlingit stories. Well, epics, really. Not like, that's epic, but literally, like epics. Well, I guess they are epics, like how people say, that's epic as well. Anyways, I love Tlingit stories like that. When people remembered how to speak to animals and they could speak to us. Whatever. My point is, this story isn't like that. Except they do talk to animals. Well, it isn't like... No, not like a long, long time ago. Unfortunately, this is a story about now. Right now. Just over there. Maybe over there. Look out your window. Over there somewhere, I don't know. Somewhere, that's for sure. A place we wouldn't usually get to see. But now we have radio, so we can be anywhere, I suppose. You're probably wondering who I am. No, I'm not an icht or a shaman or anything like that. And no, I'm not Jason Mimosa. But I do get that a lot, thank you. No, I'm just here to help guide you through this story. I am a storyteller. I'll help describe what you're hearing. We will encounter some kids and animals. Now, these animals you will probably recognize. We see them here in Southeast Alaska. I want you all to know that some of these designs and animals belong to different clans in Tlingit Ani. This story is not meant to replace any of their Ut'uwan stories, especially not to make fun of them or their sacred beings. If you do take offense with these creatures, I apologize. You can blame Frank for that. Now, let me see. Ah, hey, look at that. A cabin. The fish camp where our heroes, Kosh and Shaw, are laying about. There is a small fireplace in the middle of the room. The fire starts to dim. Now the only light is coming from a small screen shining on Kosh's face. Shaw starts to stir, and Kosh quickly turns off the game and pretends to snore loudly. I said loudly. There you go. Shaw sits up and scowls at Kosh.
Wake up, Kosh.
Kosh rolls over.
Mm. Wake up, Kosh. The fire's about to go out.
Shaw throws a pillow at Kosh. He stirs for a second, sits up, grabs the pillow, and puts it under his head. Shaw stands up.
Ugh, so freaking lazy my twin is. Blah. I saw you playing your games. Mom and Dad said no more screen time while at fish camp. Besides, you're never going to beat my score.
Shaw picks up a stick and pokes the fire. The fire brightens back up.
Throw another log on the fire, would ya? Kind of getting chilly in here.
Ooh, that's it!
Shaw picks up a small log, drops it on Kosh's stomach. Kosh sits up. Shaw quickly takes back her blanket, pillow, and bonks Kosh on the head with the poking stick.
Ow!
Quiet down there, Shaw!
Yeah, quiet down. Over there, Shaw. See, you woke up Mom and Dad. So rude.
I'm rude? I'm rude. Okay, I guess I'm rude.
Yeah, super rude.
I'll show you rude.
Shaw pulls a sleeping bag from under Kosh, who comes rolling out.
Hey!
Quiet!
Hey!
Oh, good. Kosh boy, you're up. We're out of firewood, and it is your job to go gather sticks and tend to the fire.
Oh, why is it my job?
Maybe because you stay up all night anyways, playing your games. Or maybe because I have to do everything else around here because you're lazy and you sleep all day. Mm. Besides, you agreed to that when we got here. We pinky swore. And everyone knows that pinky swearing is like law. Plus, I'm older.
Wow, really? Gonna pull the I'm older card? Yeah, you're older, but like what? A minute?
Excuse you, 42 seconds.
Fine. Okay, fine. Yup. Totally cool. I wasn't gonna go back to bed anyways. I'm totally ready for the day.
Kosh starts putting on his boots.
Oh, good. Keep it down on your way out.
Shaw grabs Kosh's blanket and wraps it around herself and rolls over.
By the way, I'm only doing this because I'm a nice twin. Hope you know that. Ha ha. Nice try, Shaw. No way you could have fallen asleep that fast.
Kosh grabs the poking stick from earlier. Kosh is about to bonk her on the head, and she blocks it with her pillow, and Kosh jumps back.
Gotcha, scaredy Kosh.
I knew you weren't asleep. Can't trick me.
Yeah, except I did, which, by the way, was a much better performance than yours earlier. Mm. You, Sticks, get it done. See you when you get back, little bro. I'll try to leave you some breakfast.
Well, I'll see you when you,
Quiet, Kosh!
Never mind.
What's that?
Nothing. I'll just go get some sticks for the fire, then.
That's what I thought.
Kosh grabs his jacket and a small hatchet and heads into the forest. Kosh is picking up kindling for the fire, shaving branches off a few larger ones with his hatchet. Kosh sits up against a tree.
I really don't mind being in charge of the fireplace. Shaw was right. I am usually up all night anyway. Even if I wasn't playing video games, I'd be up. I don't know why. Just thinking about stuff, I guess. Even when I do fall asleep, I end up waking up all the time anyways. Rolling around, kicking off the blanket, thirsty. Last year, when Grandma came out here with us, she would watch the fire all night, and because I couldn't sleep either, I would come talk with her. She said that she would wake up instinctually and check the fire and when she was a little kid, too. Use her hatchet, chop up sticks, add logs, stir up the embers, right here, at the same fish camp. Grandma said she never sleeps for more than a few hours at a time. Said it was because she was from a long line of fire tenders. I told her I do the same, and she said that I must be a fire keeper as well, just like her. Big job, she said. Everybody in the house depends on the fire keepers to keep warm. Fire keepers take good care of them. They might not notice when you're doing a good job, but they'll notice when you ain't. That's okay. You know you are, and that's the important part. Then we would just sit and stare at the fire. Sometimes the fire and the wood would look like different things, almost like clouds do. They would look like animals or planes or boats or something. She would get all excited and try to show me, look, a fox, better than TV, huh? She would say, pointing at the fire. Even thinking about her now makes me feel warm. This was her hatchet. Now it's mine. Grandma gave it to me. I miss Grandma.
Oh. I'm gonna need a second. Happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. Paper violins. Auntie's laughing, and iris fields and bounding puppies. Okay, I'm back. Now, whew, Kosh puts the hatchet in its sheath on his belt, then takes out their phone and starts playing. After a few beats, Kosh falls asleep. The northern lights shine above Kosh. Everything shakes, and the northern lights dissolve as suddenly as they appeared. The forest has gone from a vibrant green to a dead one. Eagle appears and has a long staff adorned with form line designs.
Don Henley! Don Henley! Where's Don Henley?
Meep, meep!
Get down from there, Don Henley, now! Goodness, never a moment to myself. I miss those peaceful, easy feelings. Wake up, Kosh.
Go away, Shaw.
Wake up now, Kosh.
Eagle hits the side of the tree, causing pine needles to rain down on Kosh.
Ah.
Kosh wakes up, shakes off, and looks around.
Ah, shucks, I must have fallen asleep. Shaw? Where are you, Shaw?
Shaw is gone.
Kosh turns and sees Eagle in the tree.
Who are you? What have you done with my sister?
Me? What? I didn't do anything to your sister. But nevertheless, she is gone.
I don't believe you. She is probably just inside the cabin and can't hear me because of the river.
River? Listen for a second, Kosh kid. What do you hear?
I don't hear anything. Why can't I hear the river?
The river has stopped running.
But why?
For thousands upon thousands of seasons, the spirit of the valley fed everyone through that river, given and asked for little back in return. All the spirit asked is that everyone that takes from her bounty treat her with respect and admiration. This was a good deal. I do my part. I take only as much salmon as myself and my children need. And when I'm done, I return the carcass. Carcass, that's a funny word when you say it. Anyways, I return the carcass to the riverbanks to nurture the plants and animals of this valley.
Kosh looks around and realizes everything is gone.
Gone? Everything is gone. On both sides of the river, everything is scraped away. No cabin, nothing. Like we were never there. My family is gone.
I'm sorry, dear Kosh. I heard the sounds, but I couldn't see the commotion from my nest.
Then how do you know it was the spirit of the valley?
The wind. I could hear her frustration building on the wind for some time now. We all have. Each gust, her roar grew greater. Look around. Everything has died. The spirit of the valley gave life with this river, and just like that, chose to take it away.
But why us? Why now? What does that have to do with me?
I don't know, Kosh. That is a question for the spirit of the valley.
Where can I find the spirit?
Follow the river upstream to its source. There, they say, the spirit of the valley resides in a cave of ice above the falls.
Will my family be there?
I don't know. You will have to find out when you get there.
Kosh turns and starts to leave.
Wait. Your journey is going to be dangerous.
I know. I ain't a scaredy crow.
There are times when you will be scared, and that's okay. Even the bravest of creatures get scared. You understand me? Take this with you on your journey.
Eagle tosses Kosh his staff.
What is this?
It's a stick. Well, it's a stick that I found on the banks of this river when I first created this nest long ago. It is yellow cedar, a very old wood.
Cheese, Chalk.
Ah.
Can you come with me?
I wish I could.
Dad!
I really, really wish I could. But I have responsibilities here.
Dad!
What?
I'm hungry!
I gotta go!
I can't tell you why, but my feathers itch!
Hey! Take it easy. Can't you see that I'm busy right now? The sound of my own voice is making me crazy.
But Dad!
Oh, goodness. I sure can't wait for them to spread their wings and leave the nest. Anyways, you see why I can't go. Best of luck to you, Kosh. You're going to need it. Don Henley! Don Henley! One of these nights, you're going to take it to the limit!
Huh?
Take it to the limit!
One more time?
Isan, the lush forest is now dead. The rich, roaring river with a cacophony of life is now a barren stream, a whisper and a whimper. Kosh finds himself in a dry riverbed and mud. Listen, the faint sounds of water dripping.
The ground is scraped away to mud. Usually this river is lined with thick brush and trees. Now there's nothing. There's usually an orchestra of birds chirping, river running, and insects buzzing. Now it's quiet, but there's still an eerie feeling in the air. It's like when I play video games past my bedtime without the volume on, because I'm afraid that my parents will wake up and catch me. Like, any second, my parents will walk in my room, and I have to roll over and be like, what? Huh? Everything okay? But nope, the only noise I hear is the splat of the mud I'm walking on and something else. I can't quite make it out. It's coming from over there.
A bear pops out of the mud.
A bear? What do I do? What do I do? Oh yeah, I play dead.
Kosh falls down.
Oh, great. Just great. First I get stuck in this mud and now some kid dies right in front of me. For the record, in case anyone is watching, I didn't do it. Ugh, probably gonna start smelling too. Just great.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, I heard that. You're not dead.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. I heard you cough and I heard you say you aren't dead.
Well, maybe I'm just not quite dead yet.
I know what you're doing. You're acting dead.
No, I'm not. I'm really dying. Here I go.
Kosh dies.
Ah!
But like Willie dramatic.
Ah!
Look, you are playing dead. I get it. I do it all the time. However, it only works on brown bears, and I'm actually a black bear. Get it? That was the mud. That was a Tweety Bird. See?
Kosh dies over dramatically.
This mud is just loud today.
Fine, I'm not dead. If you're a black bear, then how come you're still brown?
Not all black bears are actually black. Some are black, some are white, some are brown, some are cinnamon bears like me. I'm a cinnamon bear.
So it doesn't work on cinnamon bears?
Nope.
Shucks. Was I at least convincing?
Not really.
Not at all.
Darn. Wait, who said that?
The wind.
Cinnamon bears are actually great actors. Here, let me show you. The heavens, so dim by day. A savage clamor. Well, may I get aboard? This is the chase. I am gone forever.
Both bear falls over and dies expertly with her face in the mud.
Hey, you are a good actor. Now stand up and take a bow.
I can't.
How come?
Because I'm stuck in the mud.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Big time.
How did that happen?
Well, whenever I'm running from bees.
Beads?
Bees.
Oh, bees. Because of honey?
Yes, dear.
No, because of honey.
Yes, dear.
I'm not a deer, I'm a kid.
And I'm not your honey. So, as I was saying, whenever I'm running from bees, I just jump right into the river and they leave me alone. Well, this time I jumped without looking and plop, here I am, stuck in the mud, all for a few mouthfuls of honey. It's really not worth it. I'm not even sure why I bothered. Hey, you don't suppose you could help a bear out, do you?
Oh, jeez. I would, but the problem is you're a bear and I don't want to die.
Yeah, cool. I get that. Yep. Makes sense. Here's the thing. I'm endangered, and if you let me die, you could go to jail.
Really? I didn't know you were endangered.
Yeah, totally. Big time endangered. They will send you to jail. Park Ranger Jail. My friend, Ranger, Smith?
Nuh-uh, that's not a real ranger.
Ranger, Rick Smith. If he knew you ignored me, he would be like, you go to jail. Human jail. You bear killer.
I thought you said you were a good actor.
Okay, fine. You got me. I'm not endangered. Wait, am I? Am I endangered? Hey, Siri? Am I endangered?
You are not Hermione Granger.
Hermione Granger? Who is that? Never mind. No, I don't think I'm endangered, but I am in danger. I'll tell you what. You save me, and I'll not eat you right away.
Right away?
Okay, fine. Ever. I won't eat you ever. Promise. Just please help me.
Fine. Grab this stick.
Kosh hands Bear one end of his staff.
On the count of three.
Okay.
Plague.
Thank you so much. Hey, you think there's still more honey in that hive?
Really? No. Dech.
You're probably right. Bad idea. Mo honey, mo problems. Wait. I'm a bear. I don't know how to count.
Nosk.
That was the mud.
It wasn't the mud. But Kosh pulls Bear out of the mud, and they went tumbling.
I did it! You did it! We did it! We did it! Hey, thanks, buddy. Come here and let me give you a big old bear hug.
Bear picks up Kosh and gives him a squeeze and doesn't eat him.
Glad to be alive. Nice to meet you. Well, catch you on the flip side.
Wait, maybe you can help me. I'm trying to find the spirit of the valley.
Bear freezes and turns.
Why?
You see, every year my family comes up here to the valley. This year we were staying at our family's fish camp just around the bend, and this morning when I went to get some firewood, I came back and everything was gone.
You're from the fish camp cabin just around the bend?
Aw.
I know the one. Us bears used to fish right in front of it. But for years now, we just eat the garbage left by people staying at the cabin.
I'm sorry, but that wasn't from us. We pack out everything.
Oh. I must be thinking of a different cabin then. There are so many on the river these days. You may pack out your trash, but some don't. Some think they are doing favors by leaving food for the next visitors. Little do they know, I can smell it. The next visitor is me.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Bear. I'm not sorry for us doing the right thing.
You see, I know how to hunt and fish. However, some of my other bear friends don't anymore, because it seems like every year there are less and less fish in this river. Some bears got used to raiding cabins just to survive. When the scraps aren't there, sometimes they don't make it through the winter.
Look, I'm just hoping you can show me the way to the top of this river, that's all. Now that the river has gone dry, I can't tell which way leads which.
That way is the way you would go to reach the top of this river. But let me give you some advice. Go home. Go find more humans and never come back to this valley. The spirit is mad at the way humans have treated her bounty, and now because of humans, we all have to pay. Okay?
Why don't you just come with me?
Go with you? No thanks. I have no business with the spirit. I appreciate your help, but I too will be moving on from this valley. Look around, little human. This place is dead. The spirit has taken everything. Go home!
The spirit has taken my family. I have no one to go home to.
Well, best of luck to you, little boo-boo. Good day.
My family has food. If you take me to them, I can pack you a picnic basket to go.
You are never supposed to feed bears. People food make them a little fuzzy in the brain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have nothing else to offer you.
Then I'm sorry, little human. I cannot help you. Please take my advice. Leave now. The path ahead of you is too scary and dangerous, and you are too weak.
I can't leave my family. They might be alive waiting for me. I have to help them if I can. Gulchi seek for your advice, but I cannot follow it. I have to push on.
Well, I tried, and trying is half the battle.
That doesn't sound right.
It was simply a bare necessity? Oh, well, bear out.
Hard they went. Kosh one way to continue up what once was the river to find their family. And the bear went the other to go do bear things, I suppose. Sniffing stuff. Eating anything it can. Now, here is Shaw. Ishan. Here she is lying by herself. What's this? I hear something. Sounds of drumming and the flapping of wings. Enter Raven, circling Shaw while drumming.
Hold up, hold up. What's this, what's this? Just as I roll up, I find this little miss. In the dirt, I'll fold up, looking hurt and distressed. Whoa, be still, be chill. Her time on this earth hasn't yet passed. All the way still by this hill, the line of her time yet to unwind, alas. Come on now, little person, I can't save you. Ugh, what a burden. Save her, save her. Quiet up, conscience, saving her might create danger. Danger, save her. Fine, I'll stand by her side for her great transfer. Save her, save her. Okay, G, I can never win an argument with me and myself. Now let's see what kind of tricks and medicine Raven keeps hidden on my shelf. Ooh. Well, I got honey salves, nettle tonics, and dried kelp picked from the sea. I got dried wildflowers, fermented fish, and spruce tips from the tallest tree. Come now, think Raven. No, not gink Raven. No time for strife, Raven. This is person's life, Raven. Oh, wait. Now, of course, Raven. Think back to the source, Raven. Water is life. How could I not see? Some fresh water, some heen, right in front of me to be seen. Next to the sea, there's a weed. That if picked wrong, you bleed beads at the speed of 10,000 grown steeds. A weed, a reed, but strong medicine if you should need. Devil's club cleaned and mixed with water from the sea. Devil's club tea is what she will need.
Raven places the vial to Shaw's lips, and she drinks. Shaw wakes up.
Whoa! What was that?
Raven picks up the drum and disappears. When Raven drums a double beat, he appears and disappears.
Who's there? Where did you go?
Oh, what a story. From the beginning of time is a good spot to begin. Lucky for you, there is me and me. They call me the great Raven.
Raven drums a double beat and becomes visible to Shaw. Raven bows.
Raven, did you save my life? Well, can appreciate, but I must get going. You see, our cabin was picked up, and I managed to jump out while we were getting swept away.
Now, now, little human. With you, I must stay. My stomach is empty, and your life I did save. Right now, food isn't plenty, so there is a debt you must pay.
Well, I don't mean to be rude, but on me, I have no food.
Just now, right then.
And another rhyme friend here again.
Shaw has an idea.
Okay, okay. So I got a proposal that you might agree on. If I beat you in a battle of rhymes, how about you grant me my freedom?
You think this second you have a chance against me? I'll tell you what, little human. Clown me now, you are debt free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Relax, try not to trip me with your big bird feet. By the end of this rhyme, to me, you see your first word defeat. For all y'all that don't know, you can call me Shaw. I'm the biggest in the game, being only this tall. Only water gonna bring, gonna be tears when you ball. Pick up, cause I'm a quicker sister than the so-called trickster. And you'd be a mister, call me miss again, mister.
Oh.
Snap. Raven is into the theatrics of it all and dancing around.
Yeah, away. Not bad, little human, not bad. But it's gonna take more than that to see your mommy and your dad.
Raven starts the beat, and saw into Rose.
Wait, wait, hold on. Maybe I should drum for you. That way you can focus on your rhymes.
Can you even drum?
Duh.
Well, here's my drum then. I succumb.
Shaw starts drumming a beat and notices that every time she hits the main part of the drum, she goes invisible. Raven doesn't notice she has disappeared.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna come in like this, little miss. You'd be amiss to dismiss all my rhymes into the abyss. So kiss this competition, bye-bye. Watch me wide-eyed as I fly, tongue untied, and testify to a distance too high for unqualified butterflies like you. Here's a preview that all that you knew to see through a skew. Check it out, you're overdue for a clue. You're unglued, you're through. Thanks for the debut, but here's a toast from the coast-to-coast host that boasts the most. Your toast, signed you. No, who?
Raven bows and notices he is alone and the drumming has stopped.
Bill.
Wait, wait, wait. Oh, no, no, no. Where'd she go? She tricked me. Oh, well. Sometimes that's the way it goes. And besides, it was still a good show.
And like that, she was gone, running away from Raven, drum in hand. She drums and reappears.
Away my cart, I wonder where you are you scared, my Kashi? I'll protect you when I'm there. Away my cart, be brave from all we've undergone. Be brave, little Kashi kid. Igu Ayaguan. Igu Ayaguan.
Now we see Kosh walking alone in the dark.
Oh, man. I'm lost. I can't tell which way is which. It's so dark. I'm scared of the dark.
Iguayahuan.
Whispers all around. I feel some eyes on me. Where is my family now? Where's my Shaw? I don't want to be scared. The fire is fading. Roars now a flicker. I am dismayed. Away, my Shaw. I won't give up on you. I'll find you all and bring you home soon. Aklatsi.
Iguayahuan.
Wait, I almost forgot.
Kosh reaches in their pocket and pulls out their cell phone.
Still battery left.
Kosh looks at the phone.
Uh-huh. What's this? It's connecting to our cabin's Wi-Fi.
Kosh stands back up and turns.
Gone.
Kosh starts aiming the phone.
There it is again.
Kosh starts walking as if the phone is a compass.
This way? It appears that when I start heading this way, the signal gets stronger. Our cabin must be close. Wait a second.
Kosh looks at the staff. Kosh finds that the phone fits perfectly into the top of the staff. There is a drumming getting louder.
Perfect. Hold tight, everybody. I'm coming to help.
Shaw double beats and turns visible.
Blah, that mom and dad said no more screen time.
Away!
Oh, barely shot. Beat you.
Oh, where did you come from?
I came looking for you, little one. I heard you yelling your head off, so it wasn't, like, super hard.
Wait, why aren't you with Mom and Dad?
After the ground started shaking and everything got real cold, I jumped out of the cabin door to come and look for you. And then I woke up, rap-battled Raven, became invisible, stole his drum, blah, 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 no big deal. Hey, nice walking stick.
It's not a walking stick, it's a staff.
Sure, staff, whatever.
Saw examines the phone screen.
Sweet, I see you still haven't beaten my score.
Not yet. Anyway, my cell phone is picking up Wi-Fi.
From the cabin? Let's follow it.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Nope, it was my idea. I said out loud first.
Here comes Posh and Star still arguing. You know how siblings do. They approach the fire, the face of a glacier.
Here we are. Full strength for the Wi-Fi.
But where's the cabin?
Shaw, Kosh, we're in here!
You hear that, right?
Yeah.
Whew, good. But where's it coming from?
Now we are by the cabin, inside the glacier.
Look, Kosh!
Mom, Dad!
We see you. We'll get you out somehow.
Away.
I have an idea. You still have Grandma's old hatchet?
Yeah, why?
Let me see it.
No, I'll do it.
Kosh hits the glacier. Really weak.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Come on, please. I'll give her right back. Pinky swear.
Fine. Here. Please be careful.
Sure thing.
Shaw grabs the hatchet. Shaw hits the wall with the hatchet. There's a trickle of water.
Hey, I think it's working.
Yeah, duh.
Shaw hits the wall again. The trickle grows into a steady stream of water.
Shaw, a lot of water is coming out now, making me a little nervous.
Don't be such a scaredy-cosh.
Shaw hits the wall again, and the water is rushing. The handle of the hatchet breaks.
Grandma's hatchet!
Black wolves appear.
Ow!
Looky, looky, looky.
We didn't think you'd make it here.
We will give you one chance to jump in the river.
And go back to where you humans belong.
We ain't going anywhere.
That's not necessarily true. Hi, nice to meet you. Wow, such big teeth you all have. Hey, Shaw, could I talk to you for just one sec? Thanks. Maybe we should take them up on their offer.
Are you serious right now? Mom and Dad are right there. We can't turn back now.
Could you two hurry it along? I have some piggy brothers that I have to get back to trolling.
Yeah.
And I have a sheepskin suit to try on.
Yeah, and I'm doing this grandma cosplay that I'm trying to finish before WolfCon next week.
You hear that, Shaw? They have WolfCon coming up. I don't think we should waste any more of their time.
Sorry, wolves, but your costume parties are gonna have to wait.
We don't like having to cancel plans. It can have dire consequences. We're gonna have to eat you.
Huff! Puff!
Skoden!
Ow!
A strong wind pushes Kosh and Shaw backwards. There is a loud roar. And everything shakes. Bear shows up.
Hey, little boo-boo, and little boo-boo's friend that oddly kind of looks like boo-boo as well. I'm sure there's probably a reason for that. Anyways.
Hey, pal.
You know this bear?
This bear? Yeah, old friends. She was stuck in the mud. Owes me their life. Blah, blah, blah. No big deal.
Looks like you two are in a rough situation.
There is no reaction.
Woof. Tough crowd. Anyways, I'll hold them off. You two jump in the river and get as far away as possible.
Bear grabs the wolves in a bear hug.
Ah! What about Mom and Dad?
Shaw, let's go. We can send for people to come get them, please.
Fine.
Shaw and Kosh turn and jump into the river. Sounds of rushing water and whimpers from the wolves. Kosh and Shaw are washed, tumbled. They end up in the ocean with plastic water bottles, straws, nets, rope. And trash. You know, trash. You get it. Shaw sits up.
Wake up, Kosh.
Kosh doesn't move.
I said wake up, you lazy bone.
Shaw shakes Kosh. Kosh still doesn't move.
Koshy?
Shaw shakes him much harder.
Kosh!
Shaw rolls Kosh over on their back.
No. Okay, let's see. CPR starts with tilting the head back, pinching the nose, chest compressions. Oh, what's the song? Oh, yeah. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
Staying alive!
Kosh!
Tricked ya. I'm getting better at pretending to be asleep.
Yeah, kind of getting a little better, maybe.
Where are we?
I think we got washed out to the ocean. We're on some sort of raft.
This isn't just any old raft. I think it's a trash raft.
Oh, well, where did it come from?
Eagle sits up from where he was lying, hidden in a pile of floating trash.
From you, Kosh.
Whoa, you know this eagle?
This eagle? Chalk. And yes, I do. He gave me my staff, told me about the cabin, blah, blah, blah. No big deal. Wait, where did my staff go?
And my drum. Where did my drum go?
They must both be gone.
What's so funny?
It's so typical. You think just because you don't have something in your hands anymore that they must be gone forever.
Well, they slipped out of our hands when we jumped in the river.
And where does the river flow, dear child? Look around you right now. Ooh, toss out a straw. A balloon gets blown away by the wind. Oh, well, they're gone now. No, you silly little humans. They aren't gone. No, they end up here. Maybe first tangled in a nearby tree, then along the banks of a river, then here, huddled with more plastics. Not gone. Never gone. Here. Forever. Longer than you, longer than me. Don't you see? That's why the spirit of the valley was mad. Yeah, when it is just a plastic baggie or, oh, it's just a plastic spoon. All of those justs end up creating something very unjust. That's pretty good. See what I did there? That's why the spirit kicked you out. The spirit was making a point. And now look at me, just a little more than stuck in this pile of trash.
But that wasn't us. We always pack out our trash.
Yeah, well, most people do. However, what about when you go out somewhere and you forget to tell them, I don't need all the extra little things, and you get home and there's a little spork and a fork and a knife, and you toss it away. You don't even think about it, do you?
No, but I will from now on.
Yeah, away. And what about you?
Of course, from now on. Why are you down here, anyways?
Well, I thought I saw a salmon just under the surface of the waves. Turns out it was a plastic liter of cola. Sometimes these eagle eyes are lion eyes.
Kosh and Shaw start untangling Eagle.
That should do it.
Eagle stretches out his wings, takes flight, with Kosh and Shaw riding on his back. He drops them on the beach.
I never realized it was this bad.
Me neither.
Well, now you know. Remember, this is Ha'ani. This is our land.
Ha'ani.
Our land.
Ah, yes. You know, I get a peaceful, easy feeling from you two. You make a good pair. Good wuchyach. Balance.
Wuchyach.
Balance.
Yeah, away.
Dad! Where have you been?
I have to potty!
I'm hungry!
So am I! Just grab yourself a newt roll-up, and I'll be right with you.
Eagle exits.
So, what are we going to do?
What do you mean, what are we going to do? We're going to start walking back to civilization. There's that village on the other side of the island. If we start walking
I meant
now,
going back to Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad? Mom and Dad, are you nuts? We can't go back up there. We were lucky to make it out alive before. If we hurry now, we can find help and they can come save them.
It'll be too late. Kosh, please. I can't do this by myself. I'm scared.
You're scared too?
Yeah, I am.
I've never seen you scared in my life.
Yeah, well, no big deal, blah, blah, blah.
Even when you jumped in the water by the cannery docks to get my hat that those kids threw in.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, kiddo. I was scared, big time scared, but I had to do what I had to do. Look, if you want to walk around the island, I'll go with you. But I'm turning right back around to save Mom and Dad. Deal?
No deal.
Huh?
Let's go now. We are a team. Let's go get Mom and Dad.
Wuchyach.
The staff and drum suddenly appear before them. However, they are different items from before. Shaw's drum has been upgraded from a 10-inch to a 16-inch drum. It adds plus 4 damage and plus 7 stealth. Kosh picks up their new staff. It is adorned with eagle feathers. This adds plus 8 reach and plus 4 defense. The northern lights appear.
I've never seen the northern lights during the day before.
Suddenly, the northern lights disappear. There is a roar. And everything shakes. The wolves are running with a glacier behind them. The cabin is visible in the ice.
Look who's back.
Back again.
These kids are back.
But uh-oh.
No bear friend.
One would think you learned your lesson.
We expected you to wee, wee, wee all the way back home.
With your tails between your legs?
they don't have tails.
They're humans, I'm pretty sure. You're humans, right?
For sure, yes, humans.
No tails here, just stories.
Well, I see they don't have tails now. I'm embarrassed.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, a small mistake. Hey, we all make mistakes, right, don't we?
I mean, sure.
I do all the time.
You see, I know I have.
Many times, that's why you aren't Alpha anymore.
Be a whole lot cooler if I was.
I forgot about that.
Hey, Shaw?
Yeah?
You scared?
Big time.
Same, but let's do
what we gotta do.
A large fight breaks out. Kosh is using her staff like a bow staff. And Shaw is using her drum and stick like a shield and club. At some point, two wolves have Kosh pinned down.
Back it up, wolves. This is almost over.
Shaw bonks the wolf she is fighting on its big nose and saves Kosh.
Koshy, up there, climb.
Kosh and Shaw climb up the side of the glacier and into an ice cave.
Curse their opposable thumbs.
You know, we could still make WolfCon if we hurry.
I heard the wolf that plays Romeo in the upcoming biopic will be there marking autographs.
Well, then let's go.
Let's go in.
The wolves run off, changing into their cosplay regalia on the way. Is that my grandma? Wow, they really are good. Back in the glacier cave, Kosh and Shaw find Bear lying and crying like before.
Zeke, oh no, are you okay?
Who said that? Who said that?
It's me, Bear, boo-boo.
And me, Shaw, La, even though Kosh never actually formally introduced us.
Shaw, Bear, Bear, Shaw. Shaw's my sister.
What's up?
Bear saved us from the wolves earlier.
What's up?
Now, what happened?
Well, I held off those wolves as long as I could, but they came back and chased me up here. I thought I would just hang out here for a bit. Then suddenly this whole glacier started moving. Ice started falling and I must have bonked my head.
Well, this is it, right? This is where the spirit resides? Come out, spirit. Show yourself.
Spirit, where are you?
Come out, spirit.
We need you. Come on, spirit, where are you?
We're here.
Spirit.
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 Spirit. Spirit.
I told you both. First I told you when I was stuck in the mud. Then you, Shaw, when you first came to the glacier. I told you both just to get out of here. Never come back. But here you are.
Bear?
Here you are. I warned you. Can't say I didn't warn you.
The northern lights fill the cave with purples and greens. Bear is suddenly wearing a different color. Bear is now the color of a glacier bear.
What is happening right now, sis?
Your friend. She isn't just a little brownish black bear.
Cinnamon bear! I'm a cinnamon bear!
Those are gummy candies that you find at hardware stores. But sure, whatever you want to call yourself, they are a glacier bear.
A spirit bear.
Yes, a spirit bear. Not some hardware store concession. And the spirit of the valley chose me as the caretaker. The spirit of the valley asked me what I could do to fix this valley.
You lied to me?
Oh, I wouldn't call it lying. Try acting, my dear Boo Boo. I told you when I first met you, I am a good actor. This whole thing was just a trick. Waka waka.
I trusted you.
You sure did, didn't you? Big mistake.
But why our cabin? Why our family? Why now?
Your family? What about my family? Your family just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now they will remain trapped in my glacier forever. Remember when I told you that I knew some bears that ate so much of the trash left by humans, they didn't make it through the winter? They were more than just friends of mine. They were my mom, my brothers, my sisters. Your trash tangled the salmon in the streams. Your trash poisoned the air when you burned it. What choice did we have but to raid your garbage cans? Don't blame us, little humans. You created this mess.
But it wasn't us. We never...
Never? Never once did some plastic flutter off in the wind or get dropped and thought to yourself, oh, well, never?
Never on purpose, not us.
Maybe not your family. But humans have been doing this for as long as we can remember. Well, never again.
Bear lunges towards Kosh, but Kosh climbs up the ice. Bear lunges towards Shaw and tries to grab her in a bear hug, but Shaw drums and disappears. Bear is searching for invisible Shaw and continues to grab the air in bear hugs.
I can still smell you. I know you have your little vanishing trick, but come on, I can smell like miles under the right circumstances.
Shaw has climbed up next to Kosh and stops drumming, so she reappears.
I need your help, little one.
I can, I'm scared.
I know you are. So am I. I need you.
Bear notices them and roars. The roar shakes everything and Shaw falls down into the bear's arms in a bear hug. Kosh jumps down, spins the staff.
Shaw! Hey, bear, I was just acting scared right now. Why don't you put my sister down?
Bear puts down Shaw. Shaw has the wind knocked out of her. Shaw picks up the drum and disappears. Bear knocks Kosh down and dramatically falls on their back right next to Shaw's feet. Bear does a ninja get-up and takes Kosh's staff.
Nice stick, scaredy Kosh.
Bear swings the staff and Shaw stops drumming and blocks the staff.
It's not a stick.
It's a staff.
Kosh pulls the staff from Bear's paws. Together, Kosh and Shaw push Bear backwards on their back. Kosh bounces the staff on Bear's stomach, which causes him to sit up. Shaw then bonks him on the head. The whole thing looks a lot like the scene with the firewood at the beginning of the play in the cabin with Shaw and Kosh. You all remember, right?
Teddy Bear goes, night, night.
Whew. Nice fake fall at my feet.
Thank you very much. Wooch.
Yuck.
The northern lights appear.
Spirit of the Valley?
Hi, I'm Kosh, and this is my sister, Shaw.
Big sister.
Yeah, by only like a minute. We understand you are mad at us. We do.
But please, can you let our parents free?
The northern lights flicker more.
I can promise that not only will I continue to clean up after myself, but we will make sure others do the same. Right, sis?
Yeah, well, that's right. And we will even be sure to pick up other people's plastic from off of the beaches and streams.
Everything starts shaking, and the lights reveal the cabin.
Where'd the spirit go?
The spirit of the valley must have been satisfied. We're going to help protect the valley. Our valley.
Ha'ani.
Kosh! Shaw!
Mom!
Dad!
You're both mad at me.
Are you faking acting right now, Seek?
Yep. Totally fake crying. It's the performance of a lifetime. Not fake crying. Real crying.
It's okay. We forgive you.
You do? Why?
You were just scared, so you acted on your emotions and thought you had to do what you had to do.
Yeah, I did, huh?
Yeah, you did. Now, go on, Chuck. We're gonna clean up the trash around here, and before you know it, this river will be stuffed full of fish once again.
Kosh and Shaw walk back towards the cabin. Bear stands up and starts to walk away.
Hey, little boo-boos. I hope you can make a dent in the trash around here. This valley needs you.
Yeah, you owe me a pop.
Nah.
Uh-huh. Nah. Dr. Pepper, please.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Only you can prevent littering.
Figure out a different slogan.
That one didn't work.
Only you can prevent forest garbage. Yeah, I'll keep working on it. Global domination? Too big. Paper straws? Too small. Cleaning up after yourself? Just right.
And Bear did keep working on it, but it didn't get any better. As a matter of fact, somehow got worse. Unbearably, really. The three wolves made it to WolfCon by the hairs on their chinny chin chins. They are currently renting out their den as a bed and breakfast called Grandma's House. Eagle found food for his eaglets, but they didn't appreciate all he went through to get it. Raven was last seen going about his business, hopping along the beach. Kosh and Shaw found their cabin was back where it was supposed to be. They spend the next couple of days with their parents, cleaning up the valley from trash and litter. They stay in the valley, hiking, playing, tending the fire when needed, being brave, being kids again. End of play.